One of the hardest things for many people is to shift out of the scarcity mindset into the abundance mindset. And I want you to understand that a scarcity mindset is artificial, whereas an abundance mindset is normal and natural. For example, we have an abundance of energy falling on us every day from the sun. We have an abundance of water falling out of the sky in most areas, not every area, but as a whole, the planet has an abundance of water. We are the water planet. We also have an abundance of genetic potential in all of the plant seeds. We have an abundance of pollinators, that is, if we're not killing them with neonicotinoids. But we have an abundance of life and diversity of life. And even energy and water, all these things, we have an abundance of food. You know, Mother Nature grows it for us. Mother Nature conducts photosynthesis and doesn't charge us a royalty. Mother Nature generates nutrients and natural medicines and essential oils and so on. All of this is created for free. Even in our own bodies, we create our own natural peptides. We create our own dopamine. We create our own proteins. We are an abundance factory ourselves walking around. And you don't even have to think about it. You know, you have automatic abundance that comes out of you because you were born that way. You were built in with all of these abundance mechanisms. And then in contrast to all that, we live in a world of artificially engineered scarcity. There's not enough electricity. There's not enough water. There's not enough food, or the food is not affordable enough. There's not enough diesel fuel, not enough hydrocarbons, not enough natural gas, not enough this, that, land, everything. And you might wonder, how is it that we experience so much scarcity when we live surrounded by so much abundance? And the answer, of course, is that the scarcity is engineered. Patents were scrubbed in order to prevent knowledge of things like free energy from being obtainable by the public. Because, you know, once a patent is approved, it's a matter of public record and everybody can see how the invention works. That's how patents operate. So those were scrubbed. In addition, energy as we know it, largely hydrocarbons on our planet, were locked up by a few families, some of them in the Middle East, some of them in the United States, etc., some of them in South America. But a few families controlled access to all the energy. And even in the Middle East, then they formed OPEC to limit the amount of oil that would be sold, to keep the price of energy higher than would otherwise be the case. See how that works? And then on the water side, companies like Nestle came along and said, well, we want to own the water and charge people for the water that they used to be able to get for free. You know, because it's a for-profit corporation, of course. And the same thing happened with food. It's like, hey, with food, we don't want people to have natural nutritional density and abundance. We want to make health scarce. We want to make nutrition scarce. And so, you know, monoculture farming with fertilizer input, but no micronutrients, no trace minerals, etc., that all went into place. And then the medical industrial complex also said, hey, let's make health scarce by creating an entire system of medicine around medical interventions that mostly don't work so that people will stay sick. Because, you know, health is a form of abundance and sickness is a form of scarcity. A scarcity that keeps you under the control of the medical industrial complex, keeps you paying for things, you know, paying for treatments that don't make you any better in the long run. So the scarcity has been engineered and artificially placed upon you. But here's the catch in all of this. You can transcend the scarcity and you can recreate abundance. Abundance in energy, abundance in food, abundance in freedom, abundance in, you know, whatever form of wealth you want to define. But there's one form of abundance that comes before all the others. That form is knowledge abundance. Knowledge abundance. Because you can't find freedom if you don't know how. you can't transcend the artificial scarcity system if you don't know you're living in one. And the only way to achieve escape velocity for it, let's say, is to have knowledge. And abundance of knowledge, that's what sets humanity free. And that's why I focus so much of my effort on building knowledge-abundant systems. For example, brightlearn.ai, which has 60,000 free books now that you can download completely free, and hundreds of audiobooks completely free, and hundreds of books in Espanol also completely free, and many more being created every single day. Hundreds of new books every single day. And you can create your own book there completely free, up to 5 chapters, multiple books a day for every day. So we have created knowledge abundance. What AI guru Salim Ismail said, we brought the cost of knowledge to zero. And we did. That's exactly what we did. With your support, by the way, so thank you for supporting us, healthrangerstore.com. It's your purchases that help me achieve these kinds of platforms and these kinds of goals. But once you have the knowledge, and what's interesting is all that knowledge is found inside the AI language models. But you have to know how to get it out and how to organize it into something like a book or an audiobook or, you know, a white paper or whatever. And that's the trick. Because the language models, they have all the words to describe everything. They can describe every thought that's ever been experienced or that's ever been expressed. But getting the knowledge out in a usable form, that's the trick. And that's what brightlearn.ai does for you. So with knowledge at your fingertips, then you begin to be able to transcend the scarcity engineering in these other areas of your life. For example, we could talk about nutritional scarcity because of our monoculture, corporate farmed food supply. Well, how do you transcend nutritional scarcity? Through nutritional supplementation, or growing your own foods, or eating superfoods. So just by taking some simple supplements, by the way, you can transcend nutritional scarcity in your own life. So you can still eat the grocery store fresh produce, let's say, even though it's nutrient depleted, but then you augment that with the nutrition that's lacking, and then you have nutritional abundance. How do you achieve water abundance? Well, one of the simplest things that a lot of people do is they drill a well. So instead of being tied to the main water company or whatever that is, you drill a well and now you've got well water, which is a form of abundance. It's not the best water. It's usually pretty polluted, actually. But at least you can get it without additional government permission after you've drilled the well. Or you could build a rainwater collection system. This is my preferred solution. A rainwater catchment system gives you the cleanest water, and you don't have to have a well permit. In fact, in most places, you don't need a permit at all. But sometimes in a HOA group or something, they don't want you to build a big water tank, so you may have to check with your neighborhood, you know, your neighbor Nazis or whoever they are. So, but if you have enough property, usually it's not a problem to put in a water tank and then just collect it off your roof. So now you have water abundance. Now it's going straight out of the sky into your water tank. And even if you can't live off of that amount of water, maybe it's not enough, you can at least augment the other sources of water that you may already have. And you can make it through a drought, let's say, much more easily than other people who don't have that option. How do you experience financial abundance? You know, it's no matter what you do to earn money, financial abundance is easier than people make it out to be. It's very simple, actually. It's take all your savings and by the way, this is not professional financial advice, okay? This is just what I do. Take all your savings and just stack gold and silver. I don't buy the stock market. I don't own any stocks. I don't mess around with it. I don't care. I don't watch the stock market. Take all your savings and buy gold and silver, because that's what will hold value and even increase in value over time. And then whenever you need to buy something with that, like, I don't know, a car, a house, or whatever, you sell the gold or silver just to get the cash that you need to make that purchase. But your savings are in metals. And then you have financial abundance. And by the way, if you want to even have more financial abundance, you want to keep more of what you earn, my co-host for DTV is Todd Bittner. And his website shows you how to create what's called an unincorporated nonprofit association. And that website is my575e.com. My575e.com. And when you create this vehicle, it unleashes amazing savings and financial freedom and allows you to have control and keep more of what you earn and to even be able to sell assets like gold or crypto or things like that without having personal tax consequences as a result. And it's perfectly legal. It's all incorporated in the state of California. It's available to all Americans, by the way. So that's another thing. It's another form of abundance, but you have to have the knowledge to even know about that. Most people have never heard about the my575e.com or the UNA or anything. So they don't know that that's a real thing. But again, it's this knowledge gap that prevents people from achieving so many forms of abundance. And for example, if people just knew the power of vitamin D, because you can take vitamin D is like a nickel a day or something. It's dirt cheap to take vitamin D. And many other vitamins are dirt cheap, you know, like vitamin E and vitamin C, etc. But if you knew the benefits of vitamin D, you know, you might think you'd be willing to pay $50 a day. But it's orders of magnitude less cost than that. And it does so many things for you. So does zinc, by the way. You know, so does vitamin E. I mean, there's so many examples of this that for pennies a day, you can receive benefits that are worth, you know, an unlimited amount, really, through health abundance. But again, you have to have the knowledge to know to do those things. And here's another example I was just giving the other day, talking about making your own laundry detergent at home. It's very simple. You only need three ingredients. You need sodium carbonate, or what's called washing soda. You need some borax, and then you need some clean liquid soap like Castile soap that we sell at our store, healthrangerstore.com. Or you can use a bar of soap if you want to grate it up and everything. But you just combine these three ingredients. I'm going to film a video showing you how to do this. And you can do laundry for like, you know, 4 cents a load or what. It's just some ridiculously low cost. Maybe it's 5 cents. Maybe it's 6 cents. I don't know. But it's pennies per load. And it's not even toxic like the mainstream laundry detergent that people overpay for that smells like synthetic fragrance, cancer-causing chemicals, that has all kinds of synthetic garbage in it that, you know, saturates your clothing with all these horrible chemicals. Why would you want that? Plus, the toxic laundry detergent at the grocery store costs a fortune, whereas your dirt-cheap homemade laundry detergent gets the job done without poisoning you at a fraction of the cost. So see, you can create your own abundance. And then over time, you take the money that you saved on laundry detergent and through all a long list of other similar methods, you take the money that you saved and you buy solar panels. You buy a solar system, okay? And you buy solar batteries and you know, inverter, charge controller, the whole thing. And then you go, you trade in your combustion engine car for an EV. And then you charge your EV with your solar panel system. And now you're saving money by not having to buy gas. Now you're operating a vehicle at 1/3 to 1/4 the cost of a combustion engine vehicle. And you don't have to worry about diesel shortages or gasoline shortages or storing fuel because you're getting fuel every day from the sun. So now your vehicle costs plummet dramatically. Something like $30,000 over the life of a typical vehicle because you don't have to change the oil because there is no engine oil. You know, there's no engine air filter. There's no gas station fuel, nothing. So you take that money that you've saved and then you invest in the next project for homesteading or off-grid living or, you know, upgrading your infrastructure in a way that saves you money and supports your freedom. Or you use that money to, you know, buy a bigger piece of property so you can grow your own food. So then you start growing your own food, and then you find ways to semi-automate food production in your home garden. Maybe one day that means a, you know, weed pulling robot, like I say. I can't wait for that day. When that day comes, we're all going to have weed pulling robots. And how did you buy the robot? From the money you saved from not having to put gas in your car. So, you know, the robot becomes the next investment that then lets you have nutrition abundance, because now you can grow more food at home without personal effort involved. And this just cascades one layer after another, to the point where you are living a life of abundance that has transcended all the systems of artificial scarcity that have been engineered around you, because you have rainwater catchment, you have home food that's high nutrition, you have a solar system, you can charge your own batteries, you can fuel your own vehicle, you have transportation that costs you almost nothing, et cetera, et cetera. Now you're no longer subjected to the centralized control grid that wants you to be living in scarcity and fear all the time. Oh, be afraid of, you know, war in the Middle East. It's going to have shortages of oil. Well, what if you don't need oil anymore? What then? Then they don't control you. Then they can't incite fear. You're like, I don't need the oil. I got an EV. I'm charging it with sunlight. Oh, well, they can't do much about that, can they? I mean, I know they can, over time, they can try to block the sunlight, but that's a major terraforming project that will take them decades to achieve, and they'll probably be stopped before that happens, is my guess. But anyway, you get the idea. So abundance is your natural right, actually. It was the way you were meant to live. You were meant to live in a system of renewable abundance, because our planet is blessed with sunlight. And because of sunlight, we are blessed with photosynthesis and all these natural trees and fruits and berries and herbs and, you know, root vegetables and whatever, onions, all these natural plants around us, all forms of natural medicine, even in the tree bark, etc. We've all been blessed with that. That's what we were meant to experience, what our Creator wants us to experience. Anything short of that is mankind stepping in the way and trying to enslave you or trying to shortchange you. And that's why currency was invented, by the way, to shortchange you, to rip you off, to take what you've earned and keep it for themselves. That's what the dollar is. That's what the euro is. All currencies are a ripoff system by design to keep you impoverished, to keep you working in a system of artificial scarcity. What's the answer to that? Whatever you earn, stack gold and silver with it. Convert it to gold and silver. And then you've escaped the, you know, the loss of purchasing power in the currency. You've escaped the cycle of money printing debt that everybody else is caught up in. Because those people have been told by the corporate media not to buy gold and silver, so they stay in dollars and they just keep losing year after year after year. They're always losing, and they can't figure out why they're not getting ahead. It's because you're playing their game, and the game is stacked against you. You're holding dollars. You're putting money in a bank. You're putting money in the stock market. It's all rigged, man, just like the elections. Of course you're losing. You want to win? You got to get outside the system. And that's going to take a little bit of courage. You're going to have to do things that the system doesn't want you to do. You know, oh, you shouldn't buy gold. Why not? All the bankers are buying gold. All the central banks are buying gold. All the global wealthy elite are stacking gold like crazy while telling you not to buy gold. Why do you think they're doing that? Because they know that's where the value is. They know there's a currency collapse coming, you see, because they're engineering the thing. They want you to be the suckers that's left holding the bag. Mostly a bag of dicks, by the way. And while they run off with the bag of gold. Which one would you rather hold, a bag of dicks or a bag of gold? That's your choice. So a lot of this is just your choice. And you can choose your path and you can make your future. You can make it brighter using some of the methods I just mentioned here and some of the online resources that I built for you, like brightlearn.ai or brightanswers.ai, etc. And we have some really cool new features coming too that you will love. You absolutely love. So those are a couple of things to keep in mind. I will do my best to keep you informed and share solutions with you and help you along this path, as I'm also on the same journey. Many of the things I just mentioned are things that I'm working on as well, like, you know, like a pilot solar system right now, because the new battery technology is finally available that I've been waiting for. The sodium ion batteries, that's a big deal. So yeah, I'll do this, share it with you. You can use whatever parts work for you or reject the parts that don't. That's fine. Do what works. And in the meantime, you can keep following me at brightvideos.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And you can follow me on social media. On X, I'm Health Ranger, or brighteon.social, I'm Health Ranger. I'm also Health Ranger at brighteon.io, which is the blockchain-driven system, you know, social media system that's censorship-proof. And then on Telegram, I'm Real Health Ranger. So follow me there, and you'll get a steady stream of posts about all kinds of good stuff, from the infographics to the videos and snippets, clips of my interviews with other people. A lot of good stuff all throughout the day. So check it out on those channels, follow my work, and I will bring you some really amazing revolutionary solutions to help you transcend artificial scarcity and experience the abundance that you deserve. It's really that simple. Don't let the globalists hold you down. Give them the finger with Mr. Foucault and just create the abundance that you were meant to have. That's what I'm all about. So thank you for listening. I'll talk to you again soon. Take care. The Health Rangers Store Memorial Day sale begins May 21st at 11 a.m. and it lasts through May 26th. We've got some great specials for you during that entire sale event. And it starts at 11 a.m. on May 21st. Double points on all purchases. This is huge. So in essence, you're getting about 10% back in terms of loyalty points that you can use against future purchases, or you can convert those points into book tokens to do full-length book creation at brightlearn.ai, or to do more in-depth research with our AI agents at brightanswers.ai. So those tokens are dual use, or you can just use the loyalty points on future purchases at healthrangerstore.com. So I guess it's really triple use. But we've got a lot of things on sale. For example, organic lucuma powder, which is a nice natural sweetener, 40% off. We've got discounts on things like orange essential oil, groovy bee, superfood, freeze-dried organic whole corn, organic pumpkin spice oat latte powder. That's quite delicious, by the way. And many other products that will help you stock up on food as we are facing, you know, a situation in our world where food supplies are going to become quite critical in many areas. But on top of all of the food items and nutritional supplements and personal care that we have on sale with double points during the sale event, we also have third-party vendors that have extended discounts through our store that includes Nahaya Active Organics, which is a personal care and skincare line that's absolutely extraordinary. We have Sharky Forged Steel Tools at 20% off. That's highly unusual. We have the Garden Towers. We've got Delilah Home that has organic cotton and many other amazing fabrics. Those are 10% off. You can check out all the sale items at healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. All one word, no space, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And again, the sale begins at 11 a.m. on May 21st, and it lasts through May 26th. Again, double points on everything during this Memorial Day sale, which is equivalent to about 10% back on your purchases. And one of the best ways to remember all our loved ones during Memorial Day is to make sure that we are safe and secure for our families and for our futures. And so that's why I just want to emphasize, more than any other year, right now we are facing a food crisis. We're facing, obviously, a fertilizer crisis, an energy crisis in our world. It has not been resolved yet. It's going to get more difficult for the rest of this year and into 2027. So right now at healthrangerstore.com, we have certified organic lab-tested food supplies, including long-term storable foods, many of them freeze-dried in number 10 steel cans that are sealed
for ruggedness and portability and long-term durability. And I can't guarantee what our supplies are going to look like later on this year. So this is a great opportunity to stock up now while we have supplies, and we have them at relatively good prices. I mean, we haven't hiked our prices, but food inflation is going to kick in. The harvest season in the fall or even the winter coming up is going to be probably brutal in terms of scarcity and pricing. And there's no question that our prices will reflect that. So they will go higher naturally in the fall, the winter, and well into 2027. So right now, the best prices you're going to find, and huge discounts on many items, and roughly 10% back in terms of loyalty points on your purchases. So go to, again, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day, beginning May 21st at 11 a.m., and stock up, because we've got it. We've got it tested and clean, certified organic. We've got it all in our warehouses right here in Central Texas. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I want to wish you all a happy Memorial Day. Take care.